The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
So, we've got an all-NBA team, and A.J.'s favorite players on it. Bet you can't guess who that is. And a lot of other good stuff. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show, you know the number. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Sports and podcasting. Just completed a podcast with RJ for the Preakness.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. There's some great stuff on there, and it will be available shortly. I'll tweet it out when it is.
So, okay.
But yeah, we just did that and did all my analysis. So for those of you who want horse racing.
RJ is, you know, we've talked a little bit about me doing some MMA picks for his website. And I'm bummed that he didn't already have me on for this last UFC 211. It was like 4 for 5. Oof. It was a good start for me.
Yeah, we're still in the process of working out all the details with that. But it's a good partnership, man. And happy to be doing stuff with him. We're doing things with pregame. RJ's doing some extra stuff for us. So it's good, man. It was a lot of fun. I got to start off, though, with I am really, really bummed about something today. Chris okay. Cornell, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's get through this first. We could do a full. Did you have some Chris Cornell music for us?
Yeah, can
play
we just? Well, I'll play that throughout the show.
Yeah, I'll do some bumpers.
Soundgarden and some audio slave, but then find some of his solo stuff, yeah. Which is fantastic.
One of the best voices in all of rock and roll. One of my favorite singers of all time. Same age as me, man. When I heard that this morning, I got to admit that one. It's pretty rare when somebody famous dies and it affects me.
Dude, and the bummer is, like, I mean, he killed himself. What was he doing?
Who kills himself at 52?
Yeah.
And he just did a show.
And guess where he was supposed to play a week from today? Revenge Music Center here in Houston.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, it's a bummer, man. He was a great, and, like, honestly, when you think about all the bands that were that defined that grunge era, almost all the frontmen are dead.
Except for
Eddie Vedder, still hanging in there.
Yeah.
But Scott Weiland is gone. Lane Staley, Kurt Cobain, obviously. Yeah. Chris Cornell. I mean, it's a
and of all the grunge bands. I mean, I liked them all, but I love Soundgarden. They were my favorite. More so than Pearl Jam and Nirvana. I loved Audioslave. Just everything he did. And the guy was a true musical poet with a fantastic voice. And just, we had all those guys die last year, and the only ones that really affected me were probably David Bowie and Robin Williams. This one got to me this morning when I saw
that. That's a bummer, man, yeah. For sure. So. And I don't know. I mean, there's not many more defining bands than Soundgarden for that generation, and everyone will say Nirvana, but Chris Cornell was the lead singer of Soundgarden, which was obviously a big band. He was a singer of Temple of the Dog, which was the collaboration thing that they did with Pearl Jam, which is one of the best albums. Then he got with all the guys from Rage Against the Machine and did Audioslave. Yeah. And I got to see them a couple of times live.
I never got to see Soundgarden, but I did get to see Audioslave, and that was a fantastic show. You're right.
And then I'm telling you, if you haven't heard his solo stuff, he's so good. He's an incredible songwriter. Obviously, a ridiculously great singer. But man, it's a bummer. These dudes. I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know. You know, I never. I mean, I won't say I never thought of him as a drug guy, but like the last few times I've seen him, I would have thought, oh, this guy's cleaned up. You know, he's got his life together, and well, clearly, not quite.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know what happened. You know, I don't know. Yeah, if it's drugs. Like I said, it could just be he was just a depressed dude.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, a lot of these guys, to be that brilliant, you have to be a little disturbed. And, you know, so without knowing the whole story, it just sucks because that's a guy that I really admired. And, you know, I don't like seeing somebody my age go. that's probably another reason why it got to me a little bit.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. On a lighter note, that I got to give some credit to SiriusXM. That Beatles channel?
Yeah.
That's the real.
Yeah.
If you haven't had a chance to check that out yet.
I've not checked it out yet.
They just started it today, 24/7 Beatles. That's what I was listening to in the gym.
Okay.
So, and Matthew said, dude also did the theme song for Casino Royale, which was great.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan acoustic version of Nothing Compared to You was badass. I really admired that guy. So.
Yeah. You know, someone else died today, Fred. Someone who was in my death pool. There is a new leader in the death pool, and it is me.
Yes.
I am the first to have two deads on my team. Roger Ailes, the former CEO of Fox.
Yeah.
I thought he would maybe kill himself because he was having to pay all these women so many millions that he was sexually harassing. But what happens? He falls down, gets a blood clot, and dies that way.
Not quite the way you were expecting.
No, it's not. Listen, I don't... I don't plan this whole thing out. I just think, well, there's a good likelihood that this guy could go.
Yeah.
And he came through for me. 77 years old.
So that's a good 23
that's
points.
That's a 23-point shot
so
for
I think
me.
You're ahead of me by 21 now because I was ahead by 2.
Yeah, you were just ahead of me because I had Mary Tyler Moore. And who did you have?
The guy
that we argued about?
No, we didn't argue about him because you saw him and you said, oh, yeah, I know that guy. The English actor, John, what's his name? Sir John something or other.
Okay, yeah, I know.
But he was 2 years younger than your guy.
Than my lady, Mary Tyler.
Yeah.
But Roger Ailes has put me back in the lead. So I feel we're coming up on the halfway mark of the year.
It's a good place to be. I'm stalking. I'm in the stalking position.
Oh, no, you're clearly dangerous. but what that does give me is, I mean... For someone else to catch me besides you,
yeah, it's going to take some.
It's going to take a massive upset, like someone's going to have to die awkwardly young,
right? Like a Manziel.
Yes. So I feel I'm in good shape.
Well, I was never comfortable with a 2-point lead, so you know, with a 21-point lead, though, I'd feel like okay, yeah, they're going to have to come get me now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
because now there are people on your list who could die, and you still wouldn't catch me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But, I mean, for someone else to catch me is going to – that is going to take a feat.
But no one had Chris Cornell in their
no pool. One did.
And, you know, I would have felt horrible if I had him in my Deadpool and he died.
But you probably would have locked up a victory.
Well, yeah.
That would have been massive points.
48 points, yeah. I'd have a big lead right now. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show or you want to call in. We'll take calls today. We're back in studio. Beth will join us in the 6 o'clock hour since we were out yesterday. Had a blast at Texas Mattress Makers. Yuval and the gang are great. Want to thank them for having us out.
There's a couple of other people were asking about a couple of other bands if they are considered grunge bands. And there's two of them that stick out. One of them is Hole, which I consider a grunge band, even though they had a girl singer, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think it's the same type of music. The other one is, it's too difficult to call, and I'll say this band has changed a lot over the years, but you could argue that their early stuff was grunge. Smashing Pumpkins.
That's a tough one, because, yeah, they've evolved. They really have.
I mean, incredibly. But that think about that first album. I would say that's probably grunge.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Still just a rat. They just didn't wear flannel like everyone else.
No, but that you can't tell me that song wasn't grunge.
Well, it has to be.
So, Yeah, I think that's why it became alternative, right?
I think so.
It's kind of what grunge became alternative because a lot of bands weren't really doing pure grunge after the first few years there. But yeah, I'll go with yes. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna give a positive ruling on that. So when we come back, we'll talk about the All NBA teams and an interesting number that I don't know if it portends anything, but we'll talk about it and we'll get Mr. Hoffman's opinion on.
I put out a prediction for the All NBA team a couple hours before it came out,
and
I was right on almost everything except the big men.
Okay,
so I'll give you my prediction on the other side, and I'll make my arguments for why I did what I did. Not that my vote counts, should, but it didn't.
Well, and we'll tell the people how it actually happened, and then we'll go from there. All right, guys, I got to tell you how much my shaving routine has changed thanks to Harry's. I never have to go to the store anymore. Everything is just delivered to my mailbox, so I just walk out to the mailbox and get my razors and get my shaving cream. Never have to deal with going and buying something somewhere, and I get quality, I get convenience, and I save a bunch of money, and that's how Harry's works. Harry's was founded with a very simple choice: get a quality shave without having to pay an arm and a leg. Their founders were just like you, sick of overpaying for a quality shave, going to the store, having to get them to unlock stuff, and then pay too much money for them. So you could save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price because they own the factory and take less profits. They pass those savings on to you along with a great shave. How about this? Harry's starter set is a month's worth of shaving. If you use code BLITZ at checkout, just $10. Your start set includes an ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, shipping free, and satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. You think about it, you could shave for a month for 10 bucks. What are you waiting for? We're giving you that $5 off your first purchase with promo code BLITZ. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One of my favorites of his. I like, Like a Stone might be my favorite. Song that he did. That's one of my good karaoke go-tos. This is up there, though. One song I didn't like, Spoon Man. Was never a fan of that.
I like that song, mostly because I like the video.
Yeah. But, man, so much good stuff. Just bummer. All right.
Lamont said, define grunge. And I'd say it's like the music, the first rock and roll in the first half of the 90s. That was, I mean, it had the distorted electric guitar,
more socially responsible lyrics, I think, or social issues.
It's like social alienation was a big part of it. Like just sad, like woe is me, sort of apathetic.
Jeremy spoke lyrics. In class today. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
There, a lot of angst, a little bit of crybaby, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
It dovetailed out of the hairband era where everything was about sex and drugs. But they actually wanted to focus on,
unlike the hairband guys who relished, and really all rock stars to that point relished in being famous and stars
and hedonists.
They were like almost reclusive to like to fame. Like they almost like begrudged the fact that the music they were making was making them famous.
Yeah. But, yeah, it started in Seattle with basically Nirvana was the first group that I think made it big, but Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, those that was kind of the big three, and then, you know, Alice in Chains. There was a lot of great bands to come out of there, and you know, the Soundgarden was my favorite of all of them. So, and mainly because of Chris Cornell. I just love the guy's voice, and he was, and when he showed off the whole range, man, it was.
You think Nirvana made it big before Pearl Jam did?
Thought they did. I don't really remember. I mean,
would have been close to the same time, I guess. But that Pearl Jam's first album, that Pearl Jam 10, was. I mean, every song on that thing was great, and I don't know. They were pretty. I think they may have beat Nirvana by a hair, but yeah, I don't. It's all general.
I don't remember. Nirvana's the first one that I remember really hitting it big.
Well, you could argue Nirvana made it bigger than any of them.
Yeah, and maybe that's why. All right, let's look at your first, second, and third team All NBA. And I don't know if you noticed this, but when it came to the vote totals, your guy James Harden got the most, more than Russell Westbrook.
I would think that, well, the reality is those two should have gotten the same amount.
They're the same guy. They're both jack up a bunch of stats and then choke in the fourth quarter of playoff games.
I think that the fact that, and when you look at the vote breakdown, someone voted Kawhi Leonard to be third team.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Someone voted LeBron James to be second team. To me, Harden, Westbrook, Kawhi, and LeBron.
Locks.
There wasn't even a debate on there should be someone ahead of them. I think those four were just as solid a four as you could. I had Rudy Gobert as first team center.
Over Anthony Davis. I wouldn't blame you for that.
And mostly,
there was a four vote difference there.
And Gobert, I mean, he's a true center. Davis played, I would say maybe most of his time at center, but he's also a power forward. It's like the Tim Duncan argument when they used to switch him back and forth.
Yeah,
but Gobert's like, he's probably the best defensive player in the league this year, and his team made the playoffs, and
he was a big reason for it.
You know, and I had Anthony Davis on the second team. And I think my second team may have been, what'd they have what was the full second team?
Curry, Thomas, yeah. Durant, the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
And then Gobert.
Yeah. So I had the same first two teams.
Just flipping Davis
just
and Gobert.
Just flip the bigs. Yeah.
Your third team, John Wall,
mm-hmm.
DeMar DeRozan, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, DeAndre Jordan.
I had the same third team, except for my big, I had Marc Gasol.
Yeah, he was
And honestly, I would have probably put Hassan Whiteside before DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns was actually the one who got the most votes that didn't get in. Paul George did not get many votes at all.
Which is strange. If Paul George would have been, he was my last cut forward. Whiteside was my last cut big, and Lillard was my last cut guard. So, you didn't like the DeRozan pick?
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it.
I thought he was solid. I thought he was the best player on that team this year.
Yeah, I just, I don't know that I would have put him on there.
Disrespecting Toronto.
But
someone putting LeBron James on the second team is offensive to me.
Yeah.
Someone putting Kawhi Leonard on the third team, like, that makes me feel like you just didn't watch.
Well, and I would feel the same way if you put Westbrook or Harden on one of those teams.
It's crazy.
Yeah, those four.
There shouldn't have even been a debate. Like, and honestly, it would have made, had Kevin Durant stayed healthy all year, it would have made for sort of an awkward conversation of which one of those guys got left off the first team, Durant, James, or Kawhi. But Durant getting hurt kind of made the decision a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I see an argument for Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas most years, but not this year. So
yeah.
It's fascinating to me. And when people do that, like when someone puts Kawhi Leonard on the third team or LeBron James on the second team, it makes me think there's some sort of vindictive something going on. Like I can't believe that would be the case.
No, and there's always one idiot out there that just decides they're going to make a name for themselves. But For the most part, I think they got it right, so it's kind of hard to complain.
Clayton says, Harden is whack. Thank you, Fred, for letting AJ know. I mean, first of all, who's harder on James Harden in this town than I am? I mean, but there's no denying the guy warranted where he is on the All-Pro team. Or All-NBA team, I guess they call it. I don't have a problem with him being there, but no, I won't go with Harden is whack, especially with what he did in the regular season.
Hey, well, what he did in the regular season, he deserves to be on there, and I don't think anybody would dispute that, but playoffs were a different animal, and that it's not an All-NBA playoff team. If it were, I don't think he'd make it. All right, let's squeeze in a couple calls real quick at 713-780-ESPN. We'll let Rick lead it off today. What's up, Rick? Rick, you're
hello?
On.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Hey, sports.
Yeah. Hey, this is Fred?
Fred and AJ, yep.
Hey, my name's Rick. I call once in a while. Aren't you the one that's got the sports books out?
What? I didn't hear you there.
Are we the one that has what?
Are you the one that has the sports books, the betting books?
Yes.
Yes. Both of us. Yep.
Well, with Cal Media?
Gal Media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to find them, and I can't find them. I'm trying to buy your book on horse racing. And I can't seem to get a good address on them.
All you got to do is just Google Acing Racing 2016. It'll be the first thing that pops up, and it'll take you right to Gal Media Publishing.
I thought that guy was going to drop something.
Yeah, I was a little concerned there.
I had my finger on Keyboard Cat and my other hand
just
on...
Just trying to buy Fred's horse racing
book. Well, I didn't know if he wanted the horse racing book or the gambling book. I thought
but
he asked
you can get
about,
them both there, right?
Yeah, you can get them both there. You just...
Not Cal Media.
No, it's
Gal
GOWmediapublishing.com. Or you can go to Podcast Arena, or you can go to HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. It's right there on the homepage. There's links to both of them. But you can also just Google Acing Racing 2016. It will take you right to it. So I think that one of those should work for you. Let's try Adam.
Hey, guys. Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just want to know what y'all thought about the Garrett Blunt going to the Eagles. Do y'all think it boosts their wins any more than just a couple? And does it help out Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson at all? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I think their offense is vastly improved with what they did this offseason. Between their receivers, I think that he'll be a help. Yeah, I think that he will help the Eagles. I don't know if I'll go with a win or two.
Yeah.
Like LeGarrette Blount is, you know, prime Adrian Peterson or something. But as far as does he make the team better, I would say so.
Yeah, although I'm always a little skeptical of guys leaving the Patriots. So
yeah. Well, LeGarrette Blount's had success other places, too.
He didn't really in Pittsburgh when he was there.
No, he did not.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And a lot of stuff to get to when we come back, and we will do that. But right now, going to tell you, if you need a lawyer, if you were in an accident, any kind of accident, then dial my man Dave. A car, truck accident, slip and fall accident. You got an overtime claim. Hey, 18-wheeler accidents, they handle that. If you're over in Beaumont, they'll handle that for you. They'll handle it for you in Houston. That's what my guy Dave does. Mestemaker and Straub is committed to their client's success. So here's the thing. If you've been in a wreck and you've been injured, you're not thinking clearly, and you're trying to focus on your medical treatment, well, then you're dealing with all these insurance forms, and that insurance company has a lawyer. Well, you need a lawyer. You need a lawyer who's going to fight for you. You need a lawyer who's going to get results, and that's what my man Dave does. And if you have it, maybe you don't even know. Maybe you have a case, you don't know it. Well, free consultation. They'll tell you one way or the other. If you give them a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. They don't get paid unless you win. And you know what? They'll even help you get set up with medical treatment if that's what you need, because that's what they do. They take care of everything for you, and they make it easy. And you can go after those insurance companies with a bulldog on your side. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. Go to LawyerDave.com to check him out or give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Let them put your mind at rest. You need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Table the fire's cooking.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I love this guy's voice. All right. JHoff288, who is a... bigger gambling degenerate than we are. So I know y'all don't talk hockey much, but is the West really going to get Ottawa? Four goals in the first. Crazy. That's the first game where Marc-Andre Fleury has had one of his games where you just kind of shake your head.
I love it.
I know you love it because I don't think there's...
Of course, opening up doors.
I said this every single round. I don't think there's any way Ottawa could beat Nashville. I don't think there's any way Ottawa could beat the Penguins. And they're beating them 2-1. But I'll be interested to see how the rest of that series goes, but if you're a Predator fan, man, you got to be hoping for Ottawa. Got to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and at this point, man, to me, the Predators look like the best team left. And I kind of thought that the way they did the Blackhawks in the first round. So I'm kind of excited for your guys. I'm glad. I'm hoping your Predators win it this year, and then next year my Leafs win, and everybody's happy.
That would work for me.
Somebody's asked, what do you think of the Texans' new hire, Jimmy Ray III, Vice President of Player Personnel / Assistant General Manager, who replaces Brian Gain, who went to the Bills? I'm gonna say the Bills won that trade. This guy's last 4 years, Vice President of Football Operations for... Name a team that drafts really badly every year.
Cleveland?
Not that bad.
Jacksonville.
Close.
San Francisco.
Indianapolis.
Oh.
Yeah. Last 4 years, Vice President of Football Operations for the Colts. He does have over 22 years of NFL experience, including 17 seasons with the Chargers. So, yeah. That's your new guy.
Okay,
because that's what I would do, man. I'd want a piece of the Colts front office that just got fired.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be looking for my number two guy in the organization. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 281 asks, what are the odds Chris Cornell makes it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
My guess is Soundgarden will get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I would think so. But Dead helps.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Kurt Cobain probably died before he had a chance to become an afterthought.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. I have a story.
Got a list of eligible bands that will be eligible in this next year.
Yeah. Who are they?
My laptop will help out with this. I saw this coming. And it's not going to let me pull it up. I'll try and re-up it for my it's not pulling up off.
I've got a little thing I wanted to share.
But it's 25 years after your first record.
Okay.
And basically we just saw Pearl Jam get in. That era is starting to get in. I know Radiohead is eligible next year. Stone Temple Pilots are eligible next year. Rage Against the Machine becomes eligible. No Doubt is eligible.
Those are some pretty good names.
Tool becomes eligible. Dr. Dre becomes eligible. Sublime. And then there's some that I'm like, they don't seem like they're going to get in, but, you know, I've been wrong before, but like The Verve, bands like that, Wallflowers, which, you know, that's...
I like them, but...
It's Bob Dylan's son, so yeah. Maybe that helps.
But they didn't really, I mean, they were pretty short-lived when it came to
yes.
hits.
Blind Melon, Four Non-Blondes becomes eligible, and Billy Ray Cyrus becomes eligible, so.
Not Miley?
Not Miley, no. I don't know if she's even 25 years old yet.
The USA Today did the 10 best bargains in Major League Baseball. Let me give you the top five. Number five on the list, they had Madison Bumgarner, 6 years, $35.56 million.
That's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
When does that end?
I think he was signed in 2012, man. So he's got 2 more years. Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs, 7 years, $42 million.
Great bargain.
Yeah.
When are you going to say Jose Altuve's name?
We'll get there.
Okay, has to.
Number three, Paul Goldschmidt, Arizona, 5 years, $32 million. That guy might be the best player that nobody knows about because his team sucks.
Yeah.
And that's a guy I would love to have on my team, especially at that number.
Him or Freddie Freeman.
Well, Freeman was
both of them.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Number two, Chris Sale.
Yeah.
5 years, 32.5. And number one, and this it just amazes me, Jose Altuve, 4 years, $12.5 million. He's making $4.5 million this year.
That's absurd.
And so we'll get a raise next season. So we'll have a team option. We'll take him to $6 million, and then $6.5 million in 2019. By far the best bargain in all of baseball. That's just amazing.
I mean, okay, so 4 years, how many million?
Well, it says 12.5, but that doesn't add. He's still got at least 16 left on it.
Okay,
so that's not right.
But What it boils down to is Carlos Beltran will make more this year than Jose Altuve will make over the course of his 4-year contract.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
That's unbelievable.
The other top 10.
The list. Let me just give you a handful of guys. And there's 11 guys on the team making more money than Jose Altuve this year. I'll just give you a few of them. Nori Aoki is making more than Jose Altuve. Charles Morton is making more than Jose Altuve. Yuli Gurriel is making more.
I like to call him Yuli.
That's what I just called him. Josh Reddick is making more.
Boo.
Tony Sipp is making more.
Tony Sipp is making
more money than Jose Altuve this year. Evan Gattis. Luke Gregerson is making more money this year than Jose Altuve. Mm. It's a damn shame.
You know what I might do if I were the Astros? Is it just me? If I were Jim Crane for a day, well, first, because I'm rich, I would totally pull a bunch of young hot chicks. But then I would go and say, hey, Jose, you know what we'd like to do? We'd like to give you a 5-year extension. We'd like to bump that to, say, 12 or 13 million this year.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like good business, but I think long term, if you want to keep him around, it is good business. Like Jose Altuve, people don't realize this day and age, he's a $20 million a year player.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's what he's worth.
I say, if you'll agree to 2 more years, I'll take you to 13 right now, and then we'll go 13, 15, 17,
and then
19.
We'll renegotiate after that. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I would do too. And you know, he's not the only one I'd be talking to about things like that. You know, Lance McCullers is another one. And some of these guys are pre-arbitration.
Dallas Keuchel's
a pretty good bargain.
He's a bargain.
He's like a $9 million a year guy.
Yeah. For the production you get out of him, that's 18 or 20 million.
And man, sometimes arbitration, that can be an ugly process. And if you remember last year when the Yankees went to arbitration with Dellin Betances, who was their setup man last year. And then after they traded Chapman and Andrew Miller, he became the closer. So this offseason, when he went to arbitration with them, he was asking for $5 million. He ended up getting $3 million. And for some reason, the president of the Yankees, who I have no idea why he did this, came out and said, we're really happy that, you know, we think this is a fair deal for us because $5 million a year is what you would pay an elite closer, and Betances just isn't worth that money. Meanwhile, they just paid Chapman $12.5 million a year, And I mean, that makes you sound like you're burning. If you can get an elite closer for five, why are you paying $12.5 million for this guy?
It makes no sense.
And now they're in a situation where Chapman's on the DL. Betances has to close. And do you think there's any chance that Betances re-signs with them? And he's a valuable guy to them. It's stupid. And, you can make relationships crumble in these arbitration years if you don't handle them properly.
Yeah, it's kind of like marriage counseling. You know, you go in there and you sit down and you start talking about stuff, and then, you know, you have to tell them all the bad stuff. Yeah. They tend not to forget that.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And what do we have here? We have HBO.
Yes, I got to tell. And I read an article today on your site, Fred, about Bud Crawford, about Terrence Crawford. And he is going to be fighting on HBO this Saturday night. And, man, the article written by Tim Burgess talks about him being all steak and no sizzle. And that's kind of about what he is. I mean, he's all about business. You're not looking at one of the flashiest fighters in the world, a guy who, you know, is walking around with all the bling and and wants all the fame. Not really his deal. He just wants to beat people up. That's what I love about Terrence Crawford. Undefeated pound for pound star Terrence Crawford takes on Southpaw gold medalist Felix Diaz in a showdown for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. And Crawford determined to use his knockout power, his ring dominance, to continue his title reign. But this is a real test. It's a young, crafty Diaz, and it's going to make for a good fight. I think it's going to be a really interesting fight. I think Crawford's the better man, but this is a guy who could give him issues. Plus, Ray Beltran battles Jonathan Masello in a high-stakes, lightweight division class. Don't miss all the action. That's this Saturday, May 20th, 9:15 Central Time, and you can find it only on HBO.
For sports is ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, here's a cool thing that BBVA Compass is doing. Tomorrow, they're going to have a family fun open house at two of their locations. So plan on stopping by tomorrow between 2 and 4 tomorrow for fun with your whole family and meet Rashard Lewis. Listen for the location nearest you. How about Buffalo Speedway, 5275 Buffalo Speedway? Rashard Lewis will be there. There's going to be face painter and a balloon artist for the kids. And Richard's there from 2 to 3. And then from he'll be at Westland in Richmond at 4004 Richmond Avenue from 3 to 4. And same stuff. And you can have a great time. Richard Lewis, of course, drafted 32nd overall in the 1998 NBA draft by the Seattle Supersonics. Played high school ball at Elsick High School in Houston. Was a big, big high school star. Won an NBA championship with the Miami Heat in 2013 and a two-time NBA All-Star. A successful 17-year career. Your chance to meet him tomorrow. 2 to 3 at Buffalo Speedway, and 3 to 4 at Wesleyan in Richmond, the BBVA Compass locations there. Get your family and go have some fun from 2 to 4 p.m. courtesy of BBVA Compass. Follow the ESPN 97.5 Twitter account for more information. BBVA Compass. And we are back on the Blitz. Let this one play for a second. I love this song. I could just listen to his music all day.
Good, man.
All right. 713 is listening to Pandora on commercial breaks. Accidentally pounded on Savage Garden instead of Soundgarden. Gross.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Not grunge.
That's a fail. We're going to Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. Join the Blitz for a live broadcast at the park beginning at 4. We'll get you ready for this weekend's Preakness. Plus, enjoy the best drink specials in town. 50-cent beer night. Then the Casey Donahue Band hits the stage after live racing. Also tonight, the HD Show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas at 7 o'clock. And in case you missed it, for those of you who want horse stuff, we'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow. But I did a full 50-minute podcast with RJ just about the Preakness. It'll be up on pregame. I'll tweet it out as soon as it's done. And also broke down all the horses on my website on Houston Sports and stuff. And Tim Burgess had that nice article you referred to. Man, there's been a bunch of good stuff on the site. If you get a chance, go check it out, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com, including Barry's the thing Barry talked about on the air yesterday with the life hack on tacos. He wrote about that. It was very funny. He's a very funny man. All right, let's squeeze on a quick phone call from Chase. What's up, Chase?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to tell y'all how amazing you guys are doing, and you guys actually took a call from me several weeks ago about the draft and what I asked about you guys thinking what do y'all consider a bust. And for the first time ever, someone actually took something that I said and ran with it for more than an hour. And I got to say, you guys are one of the reasons why I'm alive today. I've had terrible, terrible days. I've lost my daughter and got remarried, had a brand new son, so that was up and up. But he's been kind of sick for a while, and there's been days where I wanted to drive off a bridge, and you guys have absolutely just made the bad day good. And I don't mean to get emotional or anything, but you guys are awesome. And y'all keep doing what you're doing. You're the best thing on the radio. ESPN can't lose you, and you guys are absolutely amazing.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to let you know that, guys, and keep up being real and everything, and don't hold back the BS that y'all say or anything else, because y'all tell it like it is, and I just want to thank y'all so much.
All right. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Hang in there.
Yeah, man. That's one thing that...
But I will say, I'm not surprised. We're saving lives. That's what we do.
Well, we try to entertain people. The one thing that I think we learned from the very beginning is no matter how bad your day is, somebody's out there is having a worse day that's listening. So cheer them up. We don't have to be stuck in traffic. We don't have to deal with all that crap that everybody's having to deal with. So try to be entertaining and try to have fun. So 713 says, I need my comic poster signed. How long will you guys be at the racetrack? 4 to 7. Be at the track. I might hang around for the first race because I kind of like a horse in the first race. But other than that, the whole thing on this show is we just have fun and we hope you guys are enjoying it and we hope you guys are entertained. And, you know, if you're having a bad day, if we can make you laugh about something,
that's it.
Yeah. And if you're having a good day, then you're probably already happy. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 832, are they doing away with the Mike and Mike show? Yeah, that's Dunsky. It's going to be Golic and Golic Jr. and Trey Wingo. So, yeah, we've talked a lot about that this week. I wish them the best, obviously, because we're affiliated with them. But I have a lot of questions about what the hell ESPN's doing.
I have no idea.
And some of the things... And obviously the ratings are down on TV, and everybody theorizes on that. I think it's because they've just focused on doing, you know, the same stories over and over and beating them to death and creating takes, and people get bored with that. So, and Blaine says, shout out to that dude. I could not imagine losing one of my children. I can't either.
That's tough.
That has got to be the worst thing for any parent. And, you know, I've had family members who've lost children, and it's devastating. It never goes away. All right, let's try Antoine. Antoine.
20-twan.
Yes, sir.
You're on the blitz.
Hey, go, now.
Sir. How you doing? How y'all doing? Sports.
We're doing sports.
Hey, man. I got a question, man. I'm at work, man, and the guy's talking about the Texans, you know, Deshaun Watson and all this, man. They want to throw him in. They want to throw him in right away. I'm like, let's give him some time to learn. You know, learn the plays, defense, and all that. You know, before we just throw him in there like that, man. Because it's a scary NFL world out there.
Well, I will say this: I think putting Deshaun Watson out there week one would be a mistake. That said, if he proves in training camp that he's the best option for them to win games, I wouldn't hate the idea of going with him, because the alternatives there aren't great. I've said all along, and I've gotten crazy sideways looks, if I were running that team, Brandon Whedon would probably be my week one starter, because Brandon Whedon's more accomplished than either of the other two guys, which isn't saying a lot, but it's saying something. It's a guy who started in the league for a while, not very successfully, but I would give him first crack at it, and I would try and give buy as much time as possible to let Deshaun Watson marinate and get ready, because you don't want to throw him out. And by the way, this isn't a great offensive line. You don't want to throw him out there and make him the next David Carr.
I think if it's not going to be hard to go out there and be better than Tom Savage. And if he goes out there and he's better than Tom Savage, he ought to be starting. Ideally, I'd like to see him start about week 5, 6, 7, or 8. But, you know, I think it just comes down to how fast he's better than those guys. Yeah. And he will be better than Tom Savage. At some point next year, I would be willing to bet Jong Lee that he will be better than Tom Savage at some point next year.
I don't disagree with you.
But I don't know if it's going to be week 4, week 8, week 12. But when he is, then I think he should be in there. But I'm kind of with you on Brandon Whedon. I would almost rather see that guy start. Magdaddy says, any chance 97.5 has a replacement show for Mike and Mike? We'll, I know we'll we're
cross that bridge when he gets here.
We're not over that bridge yet. And, you know, that's something that I'm sure we will discuss at some point. But I'm worried about this show. I'm going to keep this show rolling. 713-780-ESPN. 409 says, for the Texans quarterback competition, if Watson is at minimal equal to Savage, then Watson has to start. I don't know about that. I think equal to, I want him sitting. I want him learning, because if he's equal to, then he can get better. And by sitting on the bench and learning, that's how he'll get better. I think throwing him out there is
not ideal.
Yeah, but if he's going to be a better option than what you have, absolutely. And that, then you just have to go with it, because, I mean, how much worse can you be? And I'm still not buying into the Tom Savage can play. It's so funny how this time of year, this is where all this stuff comes out, like, oh, Christian Hackenberg has come light years since last year. No, he hasn't. He's out there throwing in shorts. Stop it. Tom Savage is ready to be the guy. No, he's not. Stop. Hey, horse fans, Preakness is here, and I've already got the breakdown on the website. I'm going to have some picks for you on pregame, and you know where you can play, mybookie.lv. They offer more action for the races than any other site. All the safe and secure fun you need to win big, plus you'll enjoy fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Come join mybookie.lv today. You can also boost your action. How about this? 7% rebate when you place your wagers. And if you play a lot of horses like I do, that money adds up fast. It shows up the next day. You can also get in on all the basketball action. Ask about our 50% sign-up bonus. With decades of expertise and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account. If you're not going to make it to the track this weekend, pull out your smartphone, sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Pick your ponies. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.